I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 567, Deliver Us. In the Lord's Prayer, there's this line, Deliver us from evil, or some translations say the evil one. Does anyone need any deliverance today? Maybe it's you. Deliverance from what, you say? Well, pain, sickness, sin, stress. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. I'm not sure if there's anyone with a pulse who wouldn't say today, Oh Lord, deliver us. More than 400 times in Scripture, we find that word, deliver. And that makes sense with all the brokenness and suffering and problems and pandemics that are all around us. Yes, Lord Jesus, deliver us. But is deliverance just for the big boys? You know, the Daniels in the lion's den, or Joseph in the pit, or Noah in the ark? I don't think so. If that were true, Jesus would have never taught us to pray it. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story or share a thought, hear a portion of Scripture, ask you a great question and pray with you, and close with a challenge. For many people, deliverance means something like exorcism or casting out demons. My brother used to live next door to some people who were crazy about deliverance. They talked to me about delivering people from all kinds of things, casting out the demon of sleep, the demon of left-handedness, which I was offended by because I'm left-handed, the demon of laziness. It was kind of bizarre. My dad would tell you that he was delivered. He was in France in World War II. He was an army spotter. His job was to go to the front lines, spot the German positions, and call in airstrikes or ground forces. But one day, a Nazi bomb exploded nearby, and shrapnel went flying into my dad's wrist and shoulder and neck, and it lodged right at the base of his spinal cord and knocked him unconscious. The truck came along to pick up the dead bodies, and my dad's body was thrown on top. He was presumed to be dead. And it wasn't until he was at the Red Cross Center that a nurse happened to see my dad's boot move, and she saw that he was alive and got help. The doctors examined my dad's neck and gave him about a year to live. That was 1944, and Dad died in 2011 at the age of 95. He was delivered. Well, if we examine our lives, we've all been delivered from evil, great and small. Accidents, falls, storms, illnesses, crime, violence, sin done against us. Notice it doesn't say deliver us from everything or deliver us immediately. I mean, a butterfly is delivered from bondage, from the cocoon, but it's a slow process. A chicken is delivered from the egg, but it comes with struggle. I was delivered from Greek class, but after going through it, not around it. Often deliverance comes as God works with us and in us, not around us. Here's the great question. Whether it's for you or for others, what are you praying for deliverance from right now? Let's pray this prayer, adapted from moodymedia.org. Father, I pray that you would protect me from the evil one. I pray that you would be a shield about me, behind me, beneath me, and above me. Help me to detect Satan's wiles, his deceitful ways, and his suggestions. I confess my sins and receive your forgiveness that I might be clean before you. May there be no evil crevice within my soul that gives Satan permission to tempt or harass me. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 568. And in the meantime, Meg Booker lands the plane for us. She wrote, Deliverance doesn't come with an overnight guarantee. We can't click it or pick it out of a lineup. It doesn't always look the same for me as it does for you. The dictionary definition of deliverance is the act of delivering someone or something, the state of being delivered, especially liberation or rescue. We often think of countries that need to be vindicated, people suffering from famine who need food, or others who need to be rescued from some form of affliction or abuse. And we should ardently pray and take action to deliver others from oppressive circumstances. And Jesus is our deliverer. 1 John 4:4. Our salvation is found in his sacrifice, John 10:9 through 11. He died so that we would no longer fall victim or be bound by shame, distorted thoughts, or dysfunctional boundaries. Let's pray today that our deliverance, whether it be from what physically, mentally, or spiritually ails us, lies in the capable hands of Jesus, our helper. Podcast family, join me and millions more today praying the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, that includes the prayer to deliver us.